We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee-based environmental artist Roy Staub works all over the world. His large-scale installations live in salt flats and marshes, lakes and rivers, and now in the formal gardens of the Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum. The new piece, Shadow Dance, was created by Staub from willow branches he collected in Milwaukee County parks. It's the first time the Villa Terrace has commissioned a site-specific work of any kind.
In addition to Shadow Dance, the exhibition has two other parts, Suspended in Time, which is a survey of photographs that showcases Staub's previous national and international installations, and Beyond Baskets, which is an exhibition curated by Staub with works on loan from the collection of Jan Serre and John Shannon. I recently met with Staub and John Stair, the museum's executive director at the Villa Terrace, and I asked Stair how this trio of exhibitions came to be.
When we were planning our exhibitions for 2016, we really wanted to do something that brought the garden more in service to the museum and to an exhibition. So how can we activate that space in the service of art? And it was suggested early on that we approach Roy Staub about doing something in the garden given his environmental site-specific work. And so really the work that's here, Shadow Dance, is something that is specific to the garden. And then as we were pulling the exhibition together, we decided that we wanted to really focus on his career, over 30 years of doing environmental site-specific art.
So you basically have people inside and outside for this. You have an opportunity to experience his work both ways.
Absolutely. So you can view the work from the terrace. You can go down into the garden and get a different perspective of the work and interact with it. And then at the museum, then you can see how it relates to his practice over the last three decades. And then we were able to get a collection of exquisite Japanese baskets that Roy was able to curate. And that really rounds out the show.
Well, Roy, the last time I think you and I spoke, you were doing an installation inside. This is much more like what you normally do, which is an outside piece. So what was it like to work in these gardens?
Weather. We started April 10th picking the materials, and then we have weather that was cold. We're in Lake Michigan, so that was a problem. But then it wasn't a problem, because I just approached the space as an area to work, and that defines the size of the work and how it should be. I also did research before for this piece because it's a formal garden, and I found that from Iran or Persia, 5,000 years ago, they made gardens with a central access. So I used that research into my work. Also, I know Renaissance gardens, French gardens, German gardens, and Italian gardens, and they all have this certain form. Of course, I reused my vocabulary, round forms and ovals, to make this work, even though it's superimposed over another structure.
The thing, and we're looking at it from up above. John, where are we? What room are we in?
Yeah, we're in the Zuber room here at the Villa Terrace, which is really on that central axis that Roy talked about. So we've got a great view of the symmetry of the piece.
Right, and that's exactly it. As I was looking at it from above, because we're looking down on it from up here, it seems so very symmetrical, but yet, as you said, using the vocabulary that you use, using the reeds that you use, it's very recognizable as one of your pieces, but in this very form and symmetrical setting.
Yes, but it's an outside piece again, and I was going to make it all out of sand willow. But then I think about the graphic quality of the reeds. Even though they're more fragile, they're straighter. They have a more controlled line. The last piece I made at Inova was all out of reeds. So I consider the weather and the time. So these bundles are fatter. They have their own memory. And I was worried about when I lifted the first two pieces up and it rained, will I lose the form? No, it maintains itself.
So do you expect that this piece will disintegrate over time like so many of your things do?
That's a dilemma. Nature is very, very strong. We have a nice big storm that could take the trees down, it could take my work down. But there's many, many supports. And it's supposed to last until September 18th?
Right.
That is correct, yes.
So that's the plan.
That's the plan. Yeah. And maybe it'll last longer. There's going to be a dance performance in it. But it depends upon the director and his viewpoint. Because I thought it'd be nice in the snow, maybe.
It would. I think it would look lovely.
in the snow when the gardens are covered.
Absolutely. So, you know, time will tell as to how this exhibition, how this piece resolves itself. But you're right, in Roy's practice, it's artwork that's made with nature, within nature. And so it's meant to be temporal and to go back to nature.
So Roy, working as a curator, as one of the parts of this exhibition, how is that for you? Do you normally wear that particular hat?
Once in a while. I was a curator at Art Park in 2007, and I was traveling between Brazil and Japan. And I went out there, and I had to choose six artists out of 150. I just look and think, and what will work there, what will work, and what will work here. Now, this is John Shannon and Janser's baskets. And a basket is sort of vessel, but I look for a vessel with fine craft that would relate to my work, not just an ordinary basket. I chose the finest ones with the finest craft, and also diversity in technique.
What's interesting to me from the outside looking in is how it relates to your own work. It's similar materials, similar shapes, similar craftsmanship, but used in and appreciated in a very different way.
Yes, the basket has evolved. When I was in Japan, I met a number of basket makers, and it's not just that container. It's a fine craftsmanship, and I use that in my work also. And as John complained to me, because I had let one piece of black rubber around holding these ends tight, because when I made the work, I made it all at the bottom, bound it, and then brought it up. But some pieces were sticking out, and I wanted the perfection. And the Japanese, and most basket makers of the world, control their media and what they're doing. But it's such a non-traditional material that I use. Yes, it relates to basketry, but not exactly to sculpture. We still have a traditional mind. And there's a mind of urban mind, and there's a mind of nature. And I try to be in tune with nature.
You were talking about baskets and the idea that the ones here, they've moved away from just being a vessel, just being a container. And I've often thought of your work as a type of container, even though they're not closed?
Yes, I agree. You can go inside this. And when I lay the work out, I use a laser to level it all off for the horizontals, and then the land slants. So the easiest way to get in, looking from here, is maybe 2 o'clock. And you don't have to bend over so far. And once you're in the middle, you are in the middle of this vessel.
And then there's all the photographs of your work from the last 30 years. When you look at it, Roy, and you look at all of those pieces that you've done, many of which are no longer in existence because they've been absorbed back into nature, what's the journey that you see that you've taken?
The journey is never ending. We just made the new works that are in the hallway. I was in India and I was in Poland last year, and I used those works as well as pieces that are a few years older that are printed, our larger prints are in the large exhibition room. I always learn something from working. If I don't, I'm finished. I get excited about my work, and when I see the photographs, it renews the experience of being there, the time it takes, and kind of the joy. Art has to be a joy-making experience.
And John, for you, what do you see in the journey when you look at those photographs and absorb them along with the brand new piece that's out in the garden?
Well, a couple of things strike me. One is the diversity of the environments that Roy works in. I think that it could be very easy for someone just coming into this environmental, site-specific genre work, if you will, and think of it only as reeds and branches. But Roy's been working in the salt flats. He's been working, which is looking rather desolate place, and I'm also working in water. So you're working with the tide coming up and coming in and going out, and how that affects the piece. And again, to experience that piece at different times of the day in nature, it changes the perception of it. So I get that. And then as someone who has an interest in photography, I think it's quite interesting, you know, you're birthing these works of art and going through this journey, and then to just have them go away. And so photography, in essence, is very much a part of Roy's practice, and that, you know, these live on within that medium.
So as you continue with this work, Roy, as you say, the journey doesn't end, but what do you hope to find along the way? Are you looking for anything in particular, or are you just exploring?
I'm exploring, and I hope to find something in a certain kind of logic. But that fits my vocabulary, and my vocabulary builds up with each new work. And then something has to happen along the way, in the making. This piece, there was a process involved, and thinking as I was working. And that's the challenge of being a human being, isn't it? So we must go on. Go on until when? When is the last piece? I don't care about the last piece, when it will be. It's just now. I'm in the present. Now, this piece is out there, and we have a wonderful sunny day. And it's called Shadow Dance. And we picked up the title because it's out on the lawn. But I remember when I was in Leningrad in 1971, I saw Matisse's Dance of the Maidens in a circle, and that relates to this, except when I researched it, there was no shadow. And I was amazed that there's no shadow, but we have one here. And with this shadow, it changes with the day. The shadow works with the work. Like when I work on the water, the reflection works with the work at the right time.
It all dances
it
together.
It all dances. Yes, it does.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for taking some time on this beautiful day to talk to me about this. And Roy, congratulations on the newest piece.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased you came.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Award-winning environmental artist Roy Staub works around the world. His current trio of exhibitions at Milwaukee's Villa Terrace Museum, Shadow Dance, Suspended in Time, and Beyond Baskets, finds him back home. However, the exhibitions run through mid-September.
We spoke with him and the executive director of the Charles Alice and Villa Terrace Museums, John Stair, on site.